Hello and welcome to this week's journalism.co.uk podcast. I'm Adelina Chobanu, and in this episode we talk about drone journalism. Is it a hyped up trend? What good can a drone be in your reporting, and what opportunities are there for newsrooms using this technology? I was in Vienna last week for the Digital Media Europe conference, and the event concluded with a two-hour workshop on drone journalism, where we talked about the opportunities and limitations of using this technology in news. The workshop was run by John Mills, lecturer and researcher at the University of Central Lancashire's Media Innovation Studio, who is also working with the Civic Drone Centre there. And the fun part of the workshop was that attendees got to build their own drone, with an aptly named Game of Drones kit, 3D printed no less. This turned out to be a great exercise in actually thinking about the potential of drones in reporting, as we had about 20 sensors to choose from in order to customize our drone. Sound, movement, and GPS tracking were just some of the sensors we had at our disposal, and I realized there's more potential in using this technology than meets the eye, more than the pretty and crisp, albeit great, footage from the New York Times Snowfall. It can be a new window into collecting data for in-depth reporting and investigative journalism. Here's Mills, who explains more about this theory.
I think there's really interesting stuff around UAVs being used for data generation and not just visuals. So using, and this is what the workshop was about, but using sensors, using mapping technology to create different data sets for journalism to happen or for journalism to spur from beyond. So whether that's pollution or whether that's kind of counting members of a crowd at a demonstration, I think drones and data and journalism, that is going to be really fascinating to watch over the next couple of years. I think the landscape's really interesting, actually. So UAVs, drones as a commercial product, have really only developed in the last kind of 3 or 4 years in terms of kind of mass production and mass penetration within the marketplace. So I think a lot of people still view drone journalism and drones as media content capture devices as relatively new. And I think to some extent they are. And I think a lot of newsrooms, editorial operations are beginning to understand some of the potential that they can offer to their activities. But equally, they seem to be adopted at quite some pace. So if you were to talk to drone journalists or kind of flyers just a few years ago, I think they may have seen themselves as a relatively small kind of minority of practitioners. But now, increasingly, there are a lot of people who are using drones. There are a lot of people who are using them commercially. There are a lot of people who are selling their services, their freelance services to media organizations.
The BBC used drones for the first time back in 2014 to film a domestic news package about a high-speed railway planned for development in the UK, and they've been using the technology since. Ben Kramer, fellow at BuzzFeed's Open Lab for Technology and the Arts, has been exploring the potential of drones in journalism, as well as the ethical, legal, and regulatory implications that come with it. But Mills pointed out one example of the impact drones can have in journalism, through the footage captured by Russia Works of Homs, a city in western Syria that has been left destroyed and abandoned because of the Syrian civil war.
In terms of content that's captured by drones, I think you see this quite a lot now in terms of regional news programming in the BBC. I think sometimes the footage is there and you don't quite realise it. So I think in terms of dissemination throughout the industry, I think there are lots and lots and lots of examples of where UAVs are being used, either for kind of whole stories or just kind of for small elements of footage and capture. In terms of any kind of really key examples of drone journalism, I think in the presentation on Friday, I showed an example that for me is really powerful. And I wouldn't hesitate to call it kind of fully fledged journalism, but I think it's footage that can be used within journalistic contexts. And that's the Russia Works footage from Homs. I think what that for me displays is a number of different facets for drone journalism. So the content, the footage is unbelievably powerful, I think, in terms of an editorial marker. I think the perspective it gives could only really be given through aerial footage in terms of the cityscapes flying around that city in Syria. I think the ability for the drone to fly quite close to individuals, kind of the children playing in the street, it gives a really personal human element that I think through traditional means, through kind of helicopters, it would be difficult to get that close to the subject. The other reason why that example is good is the way that that footage has permeated the digital landscape. So, for example, RussiaWorks sold that to State Broadcaster, but worked with the State Broadcaster to generate that, but also organizations such as Channel 4 pick that up and broadcast it in different regions. And I think the penetration that it's had on social media is really critical as well in terms of it demonstrating a relevance to its audience. So I think I said on Friday that the last time I looked, and it's probably moved since then, that I think Channel 4 had kind of tens of millions of views, the same for The Independent when they pushed it out on their network. So I think in terms of a good example, I think there are probably other examples that are equally as powerful. But for me, that's really interesting in terms of UAVs being used in a dangerous environment. So potentially taking journalists away from kind of the immediacy of the danger, but also how that footage has gone through the media landscape and also underpinned by the power it has to tell a story.
In the US, the Federal Aviation Administration submitted a proposal back in February that would introduce new rules for how drone journalism will be regulated in the country. The proposal stated things like a pilot's license would not be needed to fly a drone, even though an FAA certificate would need to be obtained, that the drone would have to be registered with the FAA, and that flying was limited to day flight only, among other regulations. In the UK, the Civil Aviation Authority says drones have to be visible at all times and not fly higher than 400 feet, and drones fitted with cameras must not be flown within 50 meters of people, vehicles or buildings, as well as over large gatherings such as concerts or protests. So are these regulations preventing newsrooms from fully embracing drone journalism, or is there more to it?
UAVs are regulated in a number of countries. In the UK, the Civil Aviation Authority controls or tries to produce rules that users should comply with. And that means that it's not a free-for-all, in that you can't just buy a drone, stick it up in the air and record footage for commercial purposes without having some relationship with the CAA or some licensing from the CAA. So in terms of restrictions, you have to comply with those regulations. Now, those regulations are currently kind of being debated and discussed around whether they're as relevant and as usable as possible. But I think sometimes people see the regulations as a negative, but actually they're there to keep people safe, to keep people underneath the drones as safe as possible. So for me, there needs to be a role for regulatory authorities and for regulation, but it's difficult to find that balance between allowing people to do the work that they need to do and then doing it in a safe way and in compliance with the law. The conversations I've had are around not necessarily a technology barrier, in the news organizations, the editorial newsrooms that I've spoken to are quite happy to either acquire the tech and train, or they're happy to commission other people to do the work. I think the main barrier is a slight concerns around the regulations and how they can comply with them. And what's interesting is that many newsrooms are really comfortable with media law. They're really comfortable with understanding the law when it has a direct impact upon their everyday operations. But actually, what news organizations generally don't have to deal with is Civil Aviation Authority and aviation law. And I think it's a very different tone in which it's delivered. So I think the concerns around keeping safe, and I think as well, I mean, I don't have any evidence to support this, but I think drones and UAVs have still got a very, in some quarters, have got negative associations, particularly around privacy and safety. So I think maybe there is a little bit of concern around using them when questions of capturing people without them being aware of it are present.
To conclude, I asked Mills if he views drone journalism as a passing, hyped-up trend, similarly to how some people perceive virtual reality and 360-degree video.
I think drone journalism and drones are very much seen as new technologies that are emerging on the market. And I think there will be a level of hype with that. For me, though, I do think there's a great level of sustainability about their use. And I think there are a number of reasons for that, in that they do legitimately provide a cheaper alternative to alternative methods. So operating a drone is cheaper than operating a helicopter for aerial footage. I also think that there's some innovation to be done around the 360 and immersive experience around UAV footage, and how newsrooms, maybe on tight budgets, could still take raw footage and create really interesting experiences from that. And Manchester Evening News has done a little bit of work a year or so ago around creating immersive experiences from UAV footage. And I know that other newspapers in the UK are doing similar things. I also think that they are, once you kind of understand the regulations and once you have been through the training, they're a really usable device. And you find a lot of freelance photographers exploring them. You're finding a lot of freelance filmmakers exploring them and seeing kind of key advantages. So I don't think it is hype. I don't think it's something that's going to fritter away and and people won't be talking about in a couple of years. My honest opinion is I see it as being a legitimate tool for editorial operations up and down the country and internationally as well.
Have you ever flown a drone? What do you think about the potential of drones in journalism? Let us know by tweeting at Journalism News, and thanks for listening to this journalism.co.uk podcast.